Father, as we enter in this time of instruction and preaching, will you glorify your word in our hearts? May it enlighten the unlearned, awaken the careless, reclaim the wondering, establish the weak, comfort the feeble-minded, and make us a people ready for our Lord's return. Amen. So, as we get to this passage, we are going to find some verses that are pivotal in the moments in the history of the Israelites. In these passages, we will see a moment of decision, a moment of commitment, and a moment of faithfulness. As we explore these passages and the faithfulness of God, it is my prayer that it resonates in our hearts and it causes us to choose to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, not half effort, but with everything that we have. So as we set the scenes in verses 1 and 2, it is Joshua's gathering all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. And Shechem has a rich history, and it has great significance in the life of the Israelites. It marks them entering into the promised land, and it's also the place where Jacob's well is. So as they enter into this place, Joshua does three things. He causes them to see what God did with their father Abraham. He calls them to remember how God had delivered them out of Egypt and how God has now brought them into the promised land. So let's look at verse 3. Verse 3 says this. Let's start at 2. And Joshua said to the people, "Thus said the Lord God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates. Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac, and Isaac I gave Esau and Jacob." So what he's doing here, Joshua begins by reminding the Israelites of their ancestral heritage. He starts with Abraham, and he says he called Abraham out of his homeland. He called him and made a covenant with him, promising to bless him and make his descendants into a great nation. Not only does he recount what God did with Abraham, he begins now to tell them about how God delivered them out of Egypt. And it says, "And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in the midst of it, and afterwards I brought you out." So what he's saying, that when your forefathers were in bondage, when they were bound in chains, when they had to make brick with no straw, that I saw them, and I sent plagues on Egypt, and I went in there, and I delivered you from them. And so what Joshua is doing, he's reminding them not to forget what God has already done. So sometimes in our life, brothers and sisters, we get to a place where we forget what God has already done. So I am one who likes to look back on where God has brought me from. And in this life, as a church, we need to take this moment, this day, to look where God has brought Christ Church in town from. We are in a place, but it was a journey to get here. Amen? There were people that were with us who have not made this journey to this place. But God is good, is he not? So you need to remember where God has brought this church from and where he's brought you from in your life. Has God been good to anybody? Has he made a way for anybody here? That there's been times in your life where you didn't know which way to turn. It seemed like darkness was all around you, but God shined a light into your life, and he gave you a path to follow. So this is the only thing that Joshua is doing to the children of Israel right now. He wants them to remember what God has already done. He delivered you out of bondage. Your people were in Egypt. Then he tells them, listen to this. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and they came to the sea. Can y'all imagine? Just remember in our minds, if y'all know we heard the story about God parting the Red Sea, the children of Israel walking through on dry land, and when the Egyptians came, the water came down and drowned them. This is what God did. God took care of their enemies. And what Joshua is saying, don't forget what the Lord has done for you. Don't forget, no matter what happens in this life, don't forget what God has done for you. Does anybody remember when they were still in Egypt at the Passover lamb? God told them to go out and get a lamb and cut it up and put the blood over the doorposts. And when the death angel came through, that he would pass over every house that was covered in the blood. So this is what, I don't know what God has done for you, but it's okay for you to think back on how good he's been to you. That's all Joshua was saying. Don't forget. Don't forget all that you've been through. So now he done told them about how God got Abraham and promised Abraham that he will make him a father. He will make him a great nation. Now he's telling them what God has already done. He's even saying, y'all, listen to this, that when you met Balak, he went and got Balaam to put a curse on you, but instead of cursing you, he blessed you. Isn't God all right? That they went to get him in order to put a curse on the children of Israel, but instead, Balaam said, how can I curse what God has already blessed? Isn't that something? Brothers and sisters, you don't know that what the enemy has been trying to do to you, but he can't touch you. Why? Because God has already blessed you. Amen. There are things that you know, and there's things that you don't know. But one thing that you do know is that God is good, that he's been protecting you. He's been keeping you. If you are here today, if you can go, it's because he's blessed you. Amen. Let's try that. And don't that feel all right? Don't that feel good? Charlie came to us this morning and he goes, I'm sorry for being late. I had to go to the restroom. I said, brother, that's a bill we all want to pay. Are y'all feeling me? When you can go and take care of yourself, isn't that good? Why? Because God is sovereign. Because God's hand is protecting you. Because God's hand is keeping you. Thank you, Jesus. So what he's saying is that I've got you. Then he says that I let you go into Jericho. Listen to all this. Listen to all this. He says, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, listen to this, the Hittites and the Jebusites. Listen to all this. All them sites, all them ites was after you, and God took care of you. Isn't that something? All them people were after them, and God delivered them. He promised them that they would be in a land that flowed with milk and honey. And guess where they're at today? In the land that flows with milk and honey. Listen to what he says. Cities you did not build, you get to dwell in them. Fruit, listen, that you did not plant, you get to eat of. God is good, brothers and sisters. Has anybody ever benefited from some stuff that you did not do? Oh, no. Everybody worked hard on their own. That's it. That's it. You did it all yourself. God was never behind the scenes working it out for you. Listen, can you imagine that these people was planting these vineyards looking for the day that they were going to come and eat of the grapes thereof? God allowed them to come into the land, force them people out the land. Listen, and we get to eat the grapes. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are here today. We are able to be a church today because of the work that people before us have done. Amen. We are here today standing on the shoulders of giants. Amen. And the greatest of them all is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can never think among ourselves that we're here because of ourselves. We can never think that we have made it this far because we have filled our own self up by our own bootstraps, that nobody has helped us, that nobody has opened the door for us. We are here because of the work that others have done. Amen? So what he's saying is remember where God has brought you from. So now they are in the promised land. They're there. Joshua is getting ready to leave the scene. Much like myself, church, I'm getting ready to leave the scene today. Only difference is I don't plan to die. Joshua knew his time was up. He was leaving the scene. So he said to them, I need us to gather in this place. And he begins to recount what the Lord has done. He says that I don't care what happens. You need to make a choice today. You need to make a choice on whom you will serve. Listen to how he says this. He says, now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whom land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So he was telling them, either you can forget who God is and forget what he's done for you, or you can make up in your mind today that you're going to serve God with everything that you've got. And a lot of times in the life of a church, when there's change, when there's transition, people begin complacent. People begin to say, we did this and look where we have come. So church, I want you to know that today is a day, is not the day for complacency. Today is the day to renew your walk in Christ. Today is a day for you to say that I am going to serve the Lord with everything I got. Amen? Because it is so easy for us to forget where he's brought us from. It's so easy to forget who he used to get us here. And we get here and we say, oh, now the changes happened. Now I can sit back and I can do nothing. But I'm here to tell you that today is a day of renewal. Today is a day to say that I'm going to serve the Lord with everything I got. I'm going to remember where he's brought me from, and I'm going to move forward leaning and depending on him. So I'm not saying that we need to become a church, that Christ Church in Town needs to become a church that says we want to be just like the Israelites. No, instead, I want Christ Church in Town to be a church that says, I have seen the sovereignty of God in the life of our church. I've seen God at work in the life of our church. God has been taking us. He has been protecting us. He has been making a way out of no way. And because of his goodness towards us, I am going to serve him. Can I get a witness in this place today? Amen. We don't have to be like the children of Israel. God was sovereign in the life of the children of Israel, and he's sovereign in the life of Christ Church in Town. Is that not good news? Amen. That God has been making a way out of no way. Church, people have left us. People on the outside have said, I don't know how they're going to make it. But guess what? We're here today because of God. That's a reason to shout right there. If I was in the church where folk look like me, they'd be throwing their hands and they'd be saying, preach, preacher. Are y'all listening to me? Has God been good to this church? Has God made a way out of no way? Say, preach, preacher. Oh, yeah. He's doing it. He's doing it. God has been doing it. And for that, we ought to tell him, thank you. The children stood at the gate of the promised land. They stood at Shechem, recounting the history of what God has done. Next week, Charlie will tell you that the church celebrates 10 years.
Man, the church is at a place of Shechem. It's at a place where we can begin to recount where God has brought us from. Don't forget it. Some churches don't make it 10 years. Some churches don't make it 10 weeks. But this church has made 10 years next week. So it's something to be excited about. Amen? Remember the hand of God.
Joshua's time is up. He's about to leave the scene. My time is up. I'm about to leave the scene. Brothers and sisters, God has been good to me. I am a better man because I have walked this place. I'm a better man because of some tables that I've been allowed to sit at. I'm a better man because God has been directing my path the whole time. God has been putting me in places that I would have never been able to get in if I hadn't have came in this place. Are y'all listening to me? So when I leave this place and people wonder, well, what is Willie doing? Let me help you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God's hand has been in my life for as long as I've had a life. He has been directing my path, and he is not going to stop now. Are y'all following me today? The same thing that I'm leaving with is the same thing that you get to hold on to. God, you have been with me every step of the way. God, you have been opening doors for me. It's the same thing I'm saying. You can say, God, you have been taking care of this church, and you ain't going to stop now. Amen. I know my grammar not right, but y'all get what I'm saying. He ain't going to stop right now. He ain't never lost the case, and he is not about to start losing. Amen. So I want to leave you with these words of encouragement, that in the next couple of weeks, in the very close coming weeks, Charlie is going to need your support. In Christ Church in town, you're going to need Charlie. And in town and Charlie are going to need God. So I would encourage you not to follow, again, in the steps of the Israelites, but I would ask you to put your dependence and your faithfulness in the sovereignty of God, who has not failed. But I want you to think about, just like Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We don't know what life has in store for us. We don't know what doors we will walk through. All we know is where we've been. But I can promise you this, that you'll never go a place that God has not prepared for you. You'll never go travel a road that God has not already made a way for you on. So let's commit today as a church and as individuals that we want to renew our service. We want to serve wholeheartedly to God. And everything that we do, we want to honor God, because we know when we honor God with our service, that his abundant promises will soon follow us. Are y'all with me today? Church, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, no matter where I go, I will serve the Lord. That ought not just be my saying, that ought to be your saying too. God, I will serve you. God, you have been good to us. God, you have made a way. And we ought to thank God for his sovereign hand in our life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the reminder of your faithfulness. And God, we thank you for giving us a challenge to serve you wholeheartedly. God, we acknowledge your sovereignty over our lives and over Christ Church in town. God, just as you led the children of Israel to Shechem and guided them on their journey, God, we recognize your hand in the midst of the life of this church. God, you have been leading and guiding and providing every step of the way. So God, at this moment of change and transition, we ask for your wisdom, your guidance. God, I pray that you would always help Christ Church in town to remember what you've done for us as we remember the things that you've done for us in our personal lives. God, we trust your promises. We trust in you. So, God, we declare that we will seek you and you alone for the things that we need. Father, I pray that you will lift up Charlie as he steps into his new leadership role. I pray, God, that you would bless him, God. I pray that you would give him wisdom and knowledge from on high. I pray, God, that you will just allow him to lead with humility and grace. And I pray that the church will rally around him, God. And I pray that they will support him and his family. God, I pray that you will allow this match that you've made, God, to be one that works together, God, that there's no division, God, that they seek together to work as a team, God, to shine the light in this community, God. So men and women are on the outside, God, will see your good works and begin to glorify you who are in heaven. So, Father, I pray now that as Sonya and I depart this place, I pray that your presence will continue to go with us, God, guiding our steps. I pray for the people of Crown and Joy. I pray, God, that you will touch their hearts, God. And the same thing that I pray for Charlie, I pray for us as we enter into a new field. God, I pray that we all make a commitment to renew ourselves to wholehearted service, not to be seen by others, but wholehearted service to you, God, knowing that we find our true fulfillment and purpose only in you. So, Father, we pray that you will help us fix our eyes on you, trusting in your faithfulness. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we come to this part of the service, we get to give back to our God. God has been good to us, and it is a blessing to be able to give back a portion of that which he's blessed us with. So scripture says that God loves a cheerful giver. So as we continue to worship, let's worship through giving, and let's be cheerful about giving to a God, to the God who's given us more than we deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.